Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Life Coach Radio Network. I'm David Frank Gomes, and thanks for joining me on Frank Talk, a conversation about the art and science of a happy, meaningful life. I am a coactive life compass coach and a spiritual mentor. I was trained by master coaches from the Coaches Training Institute in California, and I have a 25-year practice in contemplation and meditation. And I work with clients around the globe. If you want to know more about me and my work, feel free to visit my website at lifecompasscoaching.ca. And finally, thanks to the mastermind behind all this, Russ Terry. So let's get into it. I thought for the first episode I'd just touch on some of the basics about what this life coaching is all about, kind of a demystification process. Now, most people are familiar with and may have even experienced coaching in a business setting, but they have never really experienced personal coaching or have very little idea about how impactful and effective it can be. So one of the most common questions I actually hear is, why would anyone pay for a coach? Or why do I need one? Or can't I just talk to my friend or my mother or my father or my grandmother? And the answer, of course, is yes. Those are all wonderful resources in a person's life. And yes, you want to have a trusted network of people you can go to for advice or to seek their counsel. But a personal coach will be a much different voice than all of those folks, and here's why. Often friends and family have their own agenda for you, especially if you're going through something big. And often it's about keeping the status quo or not rocking the boat, or they're giving you a boatload of advice, mostly advice they actually never follow themselves. Or maybe they're just trying to make you feel better as fast as they can so that they can feel better. Or they just agree with you, and you sort of stay stuck in this perspective you're in. So your coach actually has no agenda for you other than helping you discover and build the life you want to live. In fact, you are the agenda, and you get to have input into designing the coaching relationship as you go along. And your coach will always be a totally impartial voice for you. And that's a really, really important piece of this, because it means you don't have to censor yourself. And just think about how many times a day the little voice inside your head actually wants to break free and say its piece. So this is a really big piece of it. Your coach also isn't looking to provide you with easy answers and instant gratification or, you know, obvious choices, which means you're more likely to come away with really different perspectives around places you may be stuck. And this is a really powerful way to change your life. So personal coaching is a space of no judgment. And in coaching, you can feel safe to really say what you feel. So it's an incredible feeling not to be judged. You know, we spend a lot of time out in the real world, and we're weighing and measuring and judging at every moment. So to come into this conversation for an hour, this judgment-free zone, is really liberating for people. And the relationship is a place where you can feel safe to try on different ideas for your life. You know, you don't have to choose them, but you can try them on with no expectation. And your coach will be a champion for you and honor your dreams. Sometimes, often, even when you can't believe in them. And one of the things we do is hold that space for you courageously until you can believe and enter into it. And I would say, finally, that a masterful coach is someone who will listen very deeply to you. As I like to refer to it as listening on a soul level, where listening is actually an act of love. So it is sacred work, coaching. So these are a few of the key differences in what coaching brings to the table as opposed to going to a friend or a family member. Another common question is affordability. But the fact is that the majority of folks actually could afford to have a coach in their life on a fairly regular basis. A lot of people are leaking money energy in all kinds of unproductive places that don't really serve them. And if you do a quick money audit in your life, you'll most likely realize that if you want something, you'll find a way to afford it. So cutting out something for a few months is a great way of investing in coaching. And for those folks who are really not in a financial position to afford coaching, they can often find coaches who offer sliding scales or pro bono coaching. Lots of coaches have a part of their practice devoted to helping folks get back on their feet. So is coaching worth it? Well, in my eyes it is. I'm worth every penny to my clients because I help them create lasting, sustainable change that they couldn't create themselves. So how you spend the energy we call money depends on what you value. So I might ask the same question about why anyone would spend money on a TV, as I don't see the value in having one. I've lived without one for a long time. But I would offer that if you value your own life and your own mind, if you value understanding how you work and where you get stuck, if you value clarifying what's important to you, and if you are seeking to gain fresh perspective somewhere in your life, or you want a champion to help you build a dream, then you would want to pay for a personal coach. The same as you might pay for a personal trainer if you wanted to take your fitness to the next level, or pay for a holiday if you wanted some relaxation. And funny as this sounds, for me, coaching isn't just about fixing problems. It's a safe space for people to really get to know themselves and to dig deeper into the marrow of their own lives and to find deeper levels of happiness and fulfillment. So for me, it's about guiding people to develop new ways of having a conversation with themselves and their world. And as a coach, you facilitate that conversation. You know, I tell people that when I was a filmmaker, I helped people tell their stories. And now as a coach, I help people tell themselves better stories. Because one thing I know is that the stories you tell yourself day in and day out is how your life is going to unfold. So it's an important piece. Now, do you absolutely need a coach? No. Lots of people do okay without one. But then again, people often do without all kinds of things in their lives that would really, really benefit them. So I can guarantee that if you have a masterful coach in your life, it will make your life richer and deeper, and you will have conversations that are rewarding on a spiritual level, on a level of accountability, in just making your everyday living more beautiful. And the final massive benefit, of course, it helps people stay accountable, which is another big piece, to the things they say are important. You know, so Steve Jobs had a coach for many years, and Eric Schmidt, the executive chairman of Google, is Bill Campbell, his coach for 10 years, he coached them both. So why not you? And the great thing is you can try it for free. Almost all coaches offer free sample sessions, including myself. So now let's get to the definition of a life coach mentor. There are many definitions, but for me, I'm going to say that it's somebody with the training, knowledge, tools, and strategies combined with deep intuition, passion, and boundless enthusiasm, who helps you in no particular order here to assess your life, determine your strengths and weaknesses, analyze your current situation, guide you to figure out your passions, helps you to connect to your values, yes, prodding and even pushing you into articulating your life vision, probably someone who might make you laugh hysterically on occasion and probably make you cry sometimes, and who will help you build a bridge to cross over from who you are now to who you want to be. And if you're one of my clients, I'll be reminding you along the way to enjoy the journey because coaching is also a lot of fun. It's fun to dig into your own life. And as a personal coach, I do whatever it takes to help you figure out the pathway to success, achievement, and happiness on your own terms, in your own way, not for anybody else but you. So my question to you now would be, does this sound like something you could benefit from having in your life? It's definitely something to ponder. So now, at its heart, coaching is it's simple, and yet it's really powerful. So I just want to break down how my coaching works, and there's roughly three main ingredients to it. So fulfillment coaching is the first ingredient, or it's what I call the playground, and it's the foundational work of finding purpose, connecting yourself to your values, and actually designing a compelling vision for your life that pulls you forward, you know, with delicious anticipation rather than pushes you forward by fear or worry. Now, the playground is a place that is safe and it's fun. It's where everything is possible. So this is a place where nobody gets to be wrong. They just get to be. And it's a place of curiosity about you. It's spacious, delightful, it's pleasurable. It's the foundation of finding out what makes you come alive. You know, excitement, fantasy, possibilities, from the smallest idea to the biggest. And it's a place to actually, with your coach, generate possibilities and new horizons for yourself. So it's a place to design your life purpose. Maybe not forever, but for where you are now. And chances are your life purpose will change a number of times, depending on your age. So I call that fulfillment coaching. And the second ingredient is balance coaching, or what I call the workshop. So we've left the playground with our vision, and we're in the workshop to build it. And this is where we develop our own personal strategies to build the future that you want to have. There's a myriad of tools and techniques like perspective work, powerful questions, mindfulness practice. I use insight, accountability, and Kaizen, or small action steps, to propel you forward. And this is also where we learn the critical steps of incorporating being and doing. So in the Tao Te Ching, they speak of a potter who shapes clay into a teapot. But it's the empty space inside the pot that allows you to hold the tea. So being is the space you create for yourself, and then we fill that space with what you desire and start pouring it into your life. And in the workshop, we don't push away feelings that may stop us from a deep life. We feel our feelings, and we get to the bottom of them. So the workshop is a place where we question everything. We question every assumption, every belief we might have about everything. We test them to see if they're still true, or in some cases, were they ever true? So I'll just give you a very common example. Someone might come in with an assumption or a belief system or a goal, you know, that they want to be really rich or make a lot of money. It's a pretty common one. And yet underneath it, what they really want maybe is freedom to live more simply. Or perhaps they want work that makes them come alive or is more fulfilling. And it's actually not the money at all that motivates them. It's just another unquestioned assumption. So this is an interesting part of the equation. I guess you could say we do a tune-up, or we pull out all the false beliefs here by the roots, the weeds, if you will, that grow in the garden of our lives. And then we plant more empowering belief systems that become beautiful flowers instead of weeds. It's also a place of experimentation. So we don't say no to anything. We stay as open as we can, right and wrong, or just become concepts. We're too busy being open to new possibilities. So I call that balance coaching. And the final part of the equation is what I call process coaching, or the laboratory. And that's where you take your inspiration and the ingredients and your learning from the coaching out into your world and see what happens for you in your own life. This is where the proverbial rubber hits the road and you try the techniques out, see how they work, come back and report your findings. So new discoveries lead to new awareness, which leads to new choices, which leads to new discoveries, which leads to new awareness, which leads to new choices. You get the idea. So in fact, your life actually becomes this test tube where you really start to figure out what works best for you. And then you can begin to actually codify it so you can recreate success again and again and again for yourself. And we basically play with these ingredients and apply them to whatever you want to work on in your life. So let's pause here. I see we have a caller, so let me just turn that on. Hi, area code 347. Are you there? Okay, not there. So let's keep going here. Finally, something I hear is a lot is a variation on this conversation. My life's okay. I don't need a coach. I'm doing good. I'm fine. Or this is just the way life is and nothing can change it, so why bother? Or coaching won't work for me. My life's different, or my job's different. Or when I have more time, I'll invest in myself. Or when I have more money, or when I have more stability, or, you know, the time's not right, some variation of that. So I'd like to offer that you don't need to wait for a crisis to invest in a coach at all. Coaching is beneficial at many stages in your life, and I would just like to go through the four types of people I work with in my practice so you can get an idea of the range of why people might come to a coach. So I want you to imagine ladders on a wall. Now, the wall, we could say, is life, and the ladders are the various life paths you could choose to climb up. So the first type of client I work with are the people at the top of the ladder. They're high net worth individuals. They have achieved big goals and dreams, and they're often in positions of authority or power. Generally, they'll be 55 and up, although sometimes they may also be quite young. But they have fabulous lives. They've worked hard to get there. So you might ask, you know, why would they need a coach? Here's the thing. They understand coaching and mentoring. They've most likely had a lot of experience with coaching, and they've used coaches at various stages of their lives. So oftentimes, they'll be saying, what now? These are folks that have gone beyond the illusion that money buys happiness. This is an illusion that poor people like to cling to, but the rich have lived it and they know it isn't true. So they're actually looking to add meaning to their success. Often they want to create a succession plan, or they're downsizing, or they want to simplify their lives, or they might want to leave corporate life altogether and become entrepreneurs or start a foundation. They're also often interested in developing a more spiritual perspective on life, so they may want spiritual coaching or mentoring. Now, these are great clients. They get it. They know how to get things done. They do things on time. They're 1,000% committed. They see the value of investing in themselves. It's a no-brainer, and they get incredible value from coaching. And what I do for them is I help them discover a meaning for their mission, and I support them to make their money worth more than just keeping score. And if they haven't developed a practice, I may introduce them to a meditation or some type of insight work and help them to develop it into a regular practice. Time's also very precious to them. If they're older or they've been workaholics, they've been at war with time a lot, and they really want to milk time and become more present to it. So that's something they often want to work with. So there's someone you wouldn't imagine would need a coach. Another type of person I work with, these are people who, they're not actually on the ladder yet. So they're most likely in their 20s or early 30s out of university. They may have been traveling, enjoying themselves, partying. I'm sure a few of you know about that. And they want to climb on a ladder, but they want to make sure they choose the right path, you know, and perhaps some of them are overeducated but still can't find jobs. So now these are great clients in a completely different way. They're fresh, they're enthusiastic, they're high energy, they're open. So for people in this stage that are sort of wondering what their path is, coaching helps them to get clarity around their vision and their purpose. Coaching helps them to develop a plan of action and implement that plan. Coaching helps them by providing them with a champion as they begin their climb. And also helps them to stay accountable, because in the beginning of a journey, that's when most people are likely to give up. And coaching is so valuable at that point. It's so much harder to give up if you have a powerful coach in your life. They just won't let you. Now, another type of person I work with, these are people that are somewhere in the middle of one of these ladders. And these are really interesting people to work with, because they wake up one day in a cold sweat and realize, oh my God, I'm on the wrong ladder. So they come to coaching often with something really big. They're more likely to be middle-aged, but it could happen at almost any age. And these are wonderful clients because they're on fire to find a life purpose that is really for them. They're people who feel like they've been living somebody else's life, like maybe their parents' life, or some version of what somebody thinks they should be living. And they tend to be really dedicated because the stakes are really high for them. And they will often, like, these are the people that will radically reinvent themselves. So for them, I guide them and support them as they have to climb down this ladder. And perhaps they may even need to dismantle parts or whole parts of their life. And I encourage them and support them as they build this new ladder and start climbing up. And I hold the space for them as they move into their true purpose. Because a lot of folks go through this stage where they can't believe it's possible to actually, you know, find a life that is fun, that you can enjoy and make a living at. And then there's the fourth group. And these are people who have fallen off the ladder or they've gotten pushed off. So they might have had a serious tear in the fabric of their lives, like an illness or a death, a financial crisis, maybe they're divorcing, or maybe they've been let go or fired, or somehow all their incredible careful planning has not stopped life from totally surprising them. It's a bit like the Humpty Dumpty story. They're probably in a heap somewhere, and they need a ground-up restoration in their life. So for them, I just help them where they are and begin the healing process and the small, steady steps to rebuild their lives. And I offer compassion and support and mentoring to keep them from getting discouraged. And this is a very satisfying part of the job, to help these folks get back in their own lives again. So I don't know if that caller, if there's anyone that wants to call in, sorry, this is your chance. I can try one more time and see if that person is there. Hi, 347, are you there? Okay. Well, if you want to call in, this is your chance. So this is what I call a short and sweet show. So here's my strategy in a nutshell. I guide and support people to build balanced lives so that they can create enough energy, enough time, and enough wealth to power a truly meaningful life on their own terms, in their own way. And that's an important part of the process, on your own terms, in your own way. It's different for everyone. Everyone comes with a different set of, you know, wants and needs. and a different path for getting there. But without enough energy, time, and wealth, and without some sort of a meaningful path, life becomes very empty. Now, my process infuses ancient wisdom with contemporary strategies of insight, accountability, and action. And I deliver sustainable growth for my clients, and my methods lead to the discovery of deeper levels of authentic happiness in daily life. So, happiness is often for people, they think it's an event in time or something else. Something happens to them, and they say to themselves, oh, that makes me happy. So the work I do with my clients is try and build a happiness that you can carry with you. So you carry your paradise with you. And the work is a powerful, elegant process that will also help you in really practical ways to just explore or change or improve any aspect of your life. And you can always ask yourself a simple question. If you're stuck somewhere and you're wondering, you know, what should I do? And that question is, what will be the cost of doing nothing? What will be the cost of doing nothing today? Might not be much today. What will be the cost of doing nothing a year later? Or what would be the cost of doing nothing in a decade? You often see people who get stuck into a pattern and all of a sudden 10 years has gone by and they're wondering, what happened to me? And then you can ask yourself another question, which is, what will be the benefit of doing something? The short-term benefit today. I'll feel better. I'll have taken a small step. And in 1 year, well, cumulatively, a small step every day in a year adds up to big changes. So small steps over time equal great transformation. And in a decade, maybe your life will be completely different than if you hadn't done anything. So I am a big believer in Kaizen, this idea of small steps, continuous change. It's a way of bypassing the fight or flight, the fear response, the amygdala. And you sort of tiptoe around fear because the steps are so small and the questions are so small that the fear doesn't get in the way. And it's amazing. Oftentimes people come and they're overwhelmed. They've got this big mountain of a goal, and it's like, I'll never climb that. But it's like you can always ask yourself, what's one tiny step I can take? So that's also a great benefit of the strategies that I use. So I want to leave you today, because one of my my raison d'etre is to give you a technique with every show. So this is a lovely technique, and I use it with my own clients and myself. In fact, I just used it yesterday. And it's called the silver platter meditation. So here's what you do. Next time you bump up against something in your life and you think, why did this happen to me? I want you to stop and just silver platter it. So imagine that this thing that you bumped up against or that touched your life somehow, imagine that it came to you because you ordered it on a silver platter, you know, with the white gloves, the whole nine yards. Perhaps you ordered it at a time in your life that was the distant past, real distant. Maybe you can't even remember why you ordered it or what it means, but nonetheless, you ordered it. So try it out, even for an hour, or try it out for a day. Just keep reminding yourself when stuff comes up. Good or bad, I ordered it. And actually see how powerfully it can shift your perspective around things. It's a practice. All of coaching is a practice. There's a philosophical side to coaching, and there's a practice element of it. So our lives are not defined so much by our great creative inspirations, but more by our everyday small habits. And developing a practice like this, you start to internalize it, and it becomes just an automatic response. So a negative event comes up, you silver platter it, it's unconscious. You're just all of a sudden going, it's okay, I ordered this, it's fine. So give that a try and let me know how it goes for you. And I will wrap this episode up with a favorite quote, because I love quotes. And this quote really sums up my philosophy for what I believe coaching is and what its great benefit is for people. Once you realize that the road is the goal and that you are always on the road, you can begin to just enjoy the beauty and the wisdom of your path, and life ceases to be a task and becomes natural and simple, in itself an ecstasy. So I hope you enjoyed Frank's talk and you got a better sense of just what life coaching is all about, what its possibilities are, and why you might invite a coach into your life. Thanks for listening. I will see you back here in 2 weeks on May 27th. And for more information on my work, my process, or me, visit lifecompasscoaching.ca. Life is a journey. Travel well. Thanks and have a wonderful evening. Good night.